All right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on when you're listening to this episode of Course Radio, the post belated Happy Thanksgiving for 2015. I'd like to give a big warm hello and I love you to my co-host Sheldon, who unfortunately wasn't able to join us. And this is a pre-recorded show, so if you happen to be listening on November 28th, this is pre-recorded, so unfortunately you won't have the opportunity to call in, but you will have the opportunity to join us in spirit and basically just join in on Thanksgiving and gratefulness and the process of forgiveness that comes along with just being here and going through this experience. And this post-Thanksgiving, I'm definitely very grateful for the family, friends, co-workers in my personal life, and all of the opportunities for forgiveness and also the opportunities for just being joyful and experiencing love. So thank you very much to family, friends, and colleagues. And also just feeling really thankful, grateful for this relationship that A Course in Miracles encourages all of its readers to develop with the Holy Spirit, with God, with Source, whatever works for you. I know for me, it's been quite a journey, which I'll get into in a little bit. And also, I just wanted to mention at the beginning of this show, this is the first time we're kind of changing up the intro music for the show. This is off of an EP that actually I just finished not too long ago, probably about a month ago. And the name of the EP is Heartburst in Reverse. And this is a music project that I do on the side. And that band is called The Course. So A Course in Miracles is a huge influence in my personal life. And I also, you know, feel the urge not only when I'm being creative, but at least the messages and the music that I like to write typically echoes, you know, very much the thought system of A Course in Miracles. In fact, if you're interested and would like to hear more, well, actually, I think that we'll probably play the song that you just heard, which is called Run to the Sun. We'll probably play that on this show just so you hear some more of it. But if you'd like to check out more about the band The Course, you can visit the website at www.thecourseband.com. Also, you can check us out, The Course, on Reverb Nation, amongst other sites. But yeah, that'd be a good place to start. Okay, so I also figured we'd start the show with a couple quotes directly from The Course around the theme of forgiveness. The first quote is from the text, and it's chapter 13, section 6, paragraph 8, and starting with sentence 6. Each voice has a part in the song of redemption, the hymn of gladness and thanksgiving for the light to the creator of light. The holy light that shines forth from God's Son is the witness that his light is of his Father. And the second quote that I chose is actually directly from Lesson 232 in the Workbook for Students. And that is, be in my mind, my Father, when I wake, and shine on me throughout the day today. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. And let me not forget my hourly thanksgiving that you have remained with me, and always be there to hear my call to you and answer me. As evening comes, let all my thoughts be still of you and of your love, and let me sleep sure of my safety, certain of your care, and happily aware I am your son. I really liked the particular lesson 232. Again, you know, the course, what I love about the course and what might be tough for folks when they first get into it, I mean, there definitely is a lot of repetition. But what I love is that typically in one, two, or three sentences, it can sometimes really encapsulate or summarize the intent of the course. But it just says it in so many different ways because, again, getting back to the metaphysics of the course, it's addressing the many splintered aspects of the ego and speaking to it from different reference points and perspectives, because it's trying to address all aspects of the mind that have splintered, and the Holy Spirit knows how to address that, which is why, at least my personal experience, and I've heard this from many other course students, that you can read, you know, the course all the way through, and every time you do that, you'll pick up something new, or you'll read or hear or see things completely differently every time you go through it. And I think that's just symbolic, a mixture of probably, you know, the different levels of healing that's occurring in the mind, and that different things will be plucked out as they're needed, depending on where you're at in your personal journey, or depending on what specific themes are important to you as you go through this process of forgiveness and healing the mind and letting go and letting essentially Holy Spirit or God take over more and just be part of that aspect of mind. And what I loved about this particular quote from Lesson 232 is, once again, it just, the course really summarizes and boils things down, which is basically, you know, the whole reason that we are here, that you are here, is to essentially realign or remember the relationship that you already have with God. You know, remembering that you're already in heaven with God, just that you've forgotten. And so the quickest way back to healing the mind or remembering and having permanent experience with God is to basically focus on God. It's just that simple. Might not be easy because the world we live in is set up specifically to distract us from that. Because again, going back to the metaphysics of the course, the ego, which was the aspect of the mind that was created, essentially there is, if you want to boil it down to simplicity, there is some sort of a thought that basically said, well, gosh, what if I created separately from God? And because there was that thought, there was a separation that was created. And at that moment, instead of just kind of brushing it off and just kind of going, well, that was a mistake, I probably didn't want to do that, instead, what was generated was a sense of loss, a sense of fear. And so the ego, essentially, you know, according to the metaphysics of the course, you know, basically fractured completely, splintered, and became really fearful that, oh no, I did something wrong, and that God, my Father, is angry with me and will not accept me back. So I might as well run away, which is why we think we experience the universe that we're in, the bodies that we're in, because it's a great way for the ego to hide in guilt and shame and fear from what it thinks it did, from what it thinks it miscreated. And so, again, I love the simplicity behind the course, because it's basically, in my opinion, a couple of big themes. One is, instead of distracting yourself, you know, of trying to be immersed in this world and trying to be a better body, if you just put your mind and attention on God, that is one direct path. But of course, because we're splintered, because the ego has created all this, you also have a guide, the Holy Spirit, that is there for you to hand over your issues, your problems, your judgments against your brother or sister to heal that, which is the other method of getting back to God quickly, is whenever you do see your brothers and sisters with your physical eyes, that you're meant to remind yourself that that's not actually what you're seeing. You're not actually seeing a body, but you're actually seeing spirit, and that your intention is to be one with spirit and to be grateful to your brother or sister, no matter how they appear to you, to be a reminder that they're not actually doing what you think they're doing or saying with your mind's eyes or your body's ears, but to keep reminding yourself that they are in fact spirit. But of course, again, easier said than done, which is why the Holy Spirit is such a big part of this process, that there are going to be moments where you just know that you're really triggered, that it's really hard for you to be at peace or to see someone or something with love. And so those are the moments that you want to hand over the healing and the responsibility to the Holy Spirit. And, you know, admittedly, I'll say, even today, you know, I still question this at times, you know, like, really, is it that simple? If I just hand everything over to the Holy Spirit, that things will be taken care of. And quite honestly, the more I do this, the more I'm being taught and learning that, yeah, it's really that easy. And the more that you trust and the more you learn to hand over and just let go, things can be corrected actually pretty quickly. And in fact, that gets into a book that I've written that will be out hopefully by the end of the year or early next year called Forgiveness Inc., which is about applying A Course in Miracles within, you know, my day job, a corporation. And I'll get into that a little bit more in the show. But I think what I'd like to do next, instead of doing a lot more talking here, is do what we typically do. I think, ironically, this would be my week to do a guided meditation so Sheldon could relax even if he was here. So we'll do that. We'll do a nice little guided meditation, kind of a Thanksgiving and forgiveness theme. So for those of you that are able to get into a relaxed position, either laying down or sitting, if you're doing something right now, I recommend that you do the meditation later. But for those of you that can, just go ahead and get comfortable. You know, maybe it's in a chair, maybe it's in a bed, or just laying down on the floor. And just go ahead and take a nice deep breath in. And slowly let it out. Just take another deep breath in and just allow any tensions to just flow out every time that you breathe out. And maybe you need to do this a couple more times just to allow your body and your mind to just completely relax and enjoy what it's like to just be held in whatever supportive position or posture that you're in. And just knowing that you can be supported like this in all ways, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And by doing this, just put your attention now to your chest or your heart center. And just notice that maybe that there's a warmth there. Or even just notice the beating of your heart. But just imagine that in this area that there is a light. Either sense this or imagine this. It's brilliant white light. And might start out fairly small. But then allow this light to get larger and larger as it fills up your chest cavity. Just allow yourself to take in what that feels like. And every time that you concentrate on that, just notice how much more relaxed you become, how much more relaxed your body becomes. And just know that this is your connection back to Source, back to God, back to the Holy Spirit. And in fact, invite this in now. Good. Just allow yourself to be with this presence, this energy. This is really who you are and really where you are. And just notice that maybe if there's a little bit of hesitation or fear or discomfort, just to be with that and to ask to experience peace instead of any discomfort or maybe fear or hesitation. And just notice as you do that, how that feeling of dis-ease goes away. This is your rightful feeling, your rightful place to be at peace, to be at home, to be loved. And once again, just allow yourself to have this experience. This is how you're meant to be all the time. And while you're in this being, this presence, allow yourself to be grateful for giving yourself this gift right now, this experience. And while you're in this state, allow yourself to express what else you're grateful for, what you have thanksgiving for. Maybe it's events in your life. Maybe it's family or friends, loved ones, coworkers, things that maybe you've desired and have acquired now. And in this space, allow yourself to symbolize all of these things and place them into your heart center. And allow the Holy Spirit to offer these gifts of thanksgiving back to God. These gifts back to God are just absorbed in and taken along with anything else in your life, and just healed and transformed and allowed to just grow to even more joyful, loving experiences. And now allow yourself even to think of things or people or experiences that might cause you to be, I guess, a lack of peace, uncomfortable. Maybe these are situations or people that you try to avoid or that you fear. Just allow them to be present in your heart center as a symbol. Or maybe you see images, or you just have a feeling of these experiences or people. And allow them in this space, again, to hand them over to the Holy Spirit, to allow these images or experiences to be once again transformed and healed. Just notice how that feels as you offer these gifts to the Holy Spirit, to God, to be healed and transformed. And notice how that feels. And allow any potential residual to just allow that to be there and to be healed and transformed. And allow the Holy Spirit to even take these and offer these up to the altar of God in heaven. Just notice that they're not your burden anymore. And that this process of healing is just this simple, of simply handing it over. And just knowing that, allow yourself to experience the relief and peace of this process. And to be thankful and grateful at how easy and simple this process is. Good. Now in the space of gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness, allow yourself to just return and be mindful of your body. Just notice your heart center again. Notice the beating of your heart. And just start to return back to the room that you're in. You can start wiggling your fingers and toes and moving part of your body. Just becoming more present and aware of your surroundings and your body as you come back and participate on this Of Course radio show. And welcome back. And again, normally I'd be asking Sheldon right now how that was for him. And I'm sure he's going to be doing this when he listens to the recording, and we'll have a wonderful journey, and I hope that you have as well. And so again, you know, this is a belated Thanksgiving show, but again, I just wanted to take the time to express some more of the things that at least I'm personally grateful for, that I have Thanksgiving for. And I know for me, one of the big ones was the fact that for whatever reason, when I was in my late 20s, the process of starting to wake up, like one of the things that I do express or discuss in the book that'll come out is my process of waking up. And at least for me, it was a pretty crazy experience in the sense that I had no idea of the thoughts that were going on inside my head. I think, you know, being someone in their late 20s and kind of trying to live the American dream, I guess you could say, you know, in a large city in America, I think I had rules or beliefs in place that I wasn't meeting. And I had all this programming that I didn't realize I had. And I think part of it was because I had sort of pushed aside, you know, a spiritual journey or path, and was trying to be like kind of like the city cool guy, into, you know, music and being very sarcastic and probably being very judgmental and putting myself and others down, even though I typically would never do that externally. I was definitely doing that internally. And for me, that process of waking up, I mean, I literally came home, did what I normally did, just threw all my stuff down and went in the fridge and popped open a beer, turned on the TV, and just proceeded to sit there and pretty much zone out, which, you know, I think a lot of people can relate to. Maybe not right now in your life, but maybe at portions, or maybe you know people that do that. But for me, the gift that I received was essentially, I started to notice these thoughts running through my head. You know, they weren't very nice thoughts. A lot of it was things like, you suck. No one loves you. You're never going to be successful. And I really was in disbelief. I could not believe that these were actual thoughts running through my head. I was in such disbelief that I literally just kind of dumped my beer out, turned off the TV, and I just sat in silence, just watching these thoughts. And I think luckily, and I think this leads to, you know, for me, proof of probably past life, I just instinctively, not too long after that, just decided to start meditating. And then for me, that was the beginning, really, of a huge healing journey, which led to eventually A Course in Miracles. You know, I saw a psychic in Sedona, and that was part of the reading was, at the end of it, you need to go down and buy that book. And unfortunately, it sat on my bookshelf for a while until I read Gary Renard's book, The Disappearance of the Universe. And the reason why I read The Disappearance of the Universe is really another big thing that I'm very grateful for, which are the relationships that I've had in my life with especially women. I mean, they've been the spiritual masters in my life, including my wife, Mary now. You know, they've taught me how to be a better person and helped gently guide me in the directions that have helped me be a happier, more enjoyable person. And I know I have my moments. I still have my personality, that Scorpio personality that can come out. And, you know, it's still a journey of learning. I'm definitely not complete. But what I can say is, because of this path, because of A Course in Miracles, and because of the personal relationship that I still remember the day that I accepted in, you know, with God, I have to say it's been great. Of course, there's moments where it wasn't so great, especially having a day job in corporation and some of the stresses and opportunities that I've had in that world. You know, it's been a struggle at times. But because of the Holy Spirit and because of the loving people that are around me, it's helped me to get through those. And so, once again, just very grateful for the experiences and for the loving people in my life, and especially the personal relationship that I've learned to create with Holy Spirit, and especially with God. I mean, to be honest, I pretty much pushed God and religion away. I grew up Catholic. When I was 19 years old, Well, actually, you know, just to step back a little bit before that, you know, I had grown up, I had a very wonderful, loving grandfather. And he, you know, at one point in his life was a pilot. And I thought, well, gosh, if I want to be loving, I want to be like him, I should be a pilot too. And I was on that path. I really thought I wanted to be a pilot. And quite honestly, airplanes did excite me. The idea of flying excited me. I got my pilot's license when I was 17. I thought that maybe I would want to do that for a career. But as fate would have it, when I was 19 years old and I was with a couple younger cousins, actually, our plane crashed on takeoff. And, you know, luckily we made it out. We were very lucky. Somehow we avoided some high power tension lines and I landed on some alongside some railroad tracks and we literally walked away somehow. The airplane was totaled, but we were very lucky. And, you know, and moments like that, I think some people can relate to traumas like that. And usually you kind of go down a couple paths, typically. One is that maybe you become very spiritual because of that experience. I chose the opposite path. I allowed myself to get really angry. I allowed myself to really push God away. In fact, you know, I just perpetuated through college. I was very sarcastic and very judgmental about any religions. And I think I really needed to step away from like my Catholic upbringing and sort of go to from one extreme to another, which is no religion, no spirituality, which is why I think it's kind of really cool to reflect back and realize, you know, how much I was into like a religion. And now I'm with the Course in Miracles, it almost appears like, you know, maybe I didn't deviate too much from that. But I think A Course in Miracles is so much different than, say, religion. But I find it interesting that I had to go through this process where eventually, as I was going through that wake-up period, I realized that I had a lot of anger towards God. And I also realized that I didn't want that anymore, that I wanted to heal that. This was before, actually, I was into A Course in Miracles, but I'm very grateful for this moment where I was able to look. I always had problems even looking at myself in a mirror, but I decided to look at myself in the mirror and in that moment to open my heart up and to take God back into my heart. I still remember that moment. Just of putting, you know, it's like dropping my guard, dropping fear, dropping, you know, wanting to push this idea of a God away and just allowing that to be in there. And I think that was another major step towards a healing process and, you know, a true spiritual process, you know, not like, oh, angels were around and I was lifted out of my body, but really just more of a personal spiritual experience. And allowing that presence, that idea back into my life. And I think that was just, again, one of those stepping stones leading more and more to eventual point where I could be happier longer, peaceful longer. And I noticed that more and more in my life. Of course, like I said, I'm not perfect. I make mistakes, but at least the recovery time is a lot faster. And the moments in between the stresses and the lack of peace, are starting to become, you know, more spaced out. But I can also see where I have a lot more work to do as well, which is why I think doing this radio show with my great friend Sheldon has been a reminder to keep at it and to keep coming back to the idea of forgiveness, A Course in Miracles, and this personal relationship with God. And so for me, that's really what I'm very much grateful for, is just the loving experiences and forgiveness lessons and people in my life. And with that, we're about halfway through the show. And so what I'd like to do is play for everyone the full song of Run to the Sun, which does have a lot of A Course in Miracles themes throughout. Hopefully you can hear the lyrics. Again, if I think you can read the lyrics if you go to ReverbNation.com, and there should be lyrics on there. I'll have to make sure that they are there, but you can look up the course And here you go. This is off the latest EP, Heartburst in Reverse, and this song is called Run to the Sun.
Oh, wow, have it so fun.
All right, that was the song Run to the Sun by The Course, which again is a little side creative project. That song and the album was recorded at Earwig Studio in Seattle, Washington. Many thanks to Don Farwell at the studio there. Wonderful, wonderful human being to work with. I've had, there's another thing to be thankful, grateful for. I had kind of stepped away from music for a while, and I decided, you know, if I'm going to get back into this, I want to have a different experience, and, you know, handed it over. And I tell you what, all the people I'm meeting in the music groups that I'm kind of hanging out with, I'm just meeting some wonderful people, a completely different experience in music than I think what, one, I've had in the past, and two, what potentially could experience, especially in the music industry in a large city. So very grateful for that experience. And if you felt moved to potentially even purchase a copy of the song, it's available on iTunes. And for those that purchase after listening to this song, the proceeds, well, actually, I'll just donate the proceeds from the song to Arts Unity Movement, which is the nonprofit that Sheldon is on the board for, and a lot of my personal friends are a part of, from Course in Miracles study group community that we had started many years ago in San Mateo, California. And so I always look for ways to help that wonderful cause out. So if, again, if you feel called to, iTunes, and that's Run to the Sun. And maybe at the end of this show, we'll play one more song that I wrote for a family member. But for now, back to, of course, radio and A Course in Miracles. So I figured what we can talk about next would be some of the latest forgiveness lessons that at least I've personally been through. Because again, even though I've really studied the course quite a bit, even, you know, led a study group before, you know, I'm still in the middle of all this myself. I'm still going through it, and my personality is still there that I personally have to deal with, to the chagrin of, I'm sure, people around me at times. For example, you know, I grew up in the Detroit area, and the way I learned to drive was very, very aggressive. You might even say angry driving for those of you that might have, you know, are from that area or have driven through that area, or even like Chicago, places like that, obviously New York, you can understand that, you know, sometimes the way that you're brought up, you know, it's hard to shed those things that you've learned. And so, you know, living out in the West Coast now and in the Seattle area, people are definitely less aggressive out here. And I have to remind myself, you know, to really practice A Course in Miracles when I'm on the road. And I'm always being handed lessons, especially while I'm driving. That seems to be my big bugaboo for me personally. And it's what I really have to work on. For example, you know, this seems to happen to me a lot. And so I've learned, okay, if this is happening, it's because Spirit's putting these lessons in front of me going, did you get it yet? Did you get it yet? For example, cars that just pull out at the last minute and then go very slow. For someone like me, that can really get me going, especially the way I learned how to drive. And so now, because of A Course, you know, I learned to just, you know, basically repeat some kind of a forgiveness thought system. Because that one, it just breaks that pattern. It breaks the pattern that I go into, which is probably to get upset, sometimes to get angry or to get aggressive, and reminds me this is not what I want. And then I hand it over to the Holy Spirit to heal this situation, because I would rather experience peace than what I'm experiencing right now. And for whatever reason, you know, this is still a lesson for me. I haven't fully gotten through it. And so I need to keep learning this one over and over and over again. And that varies to, you know, something that just very little, something that happened today. And it brought up, you know, immediately, this is not related to driving. This is being at work. And there was a particular colleague who was, you know, who was older than me, came over to my desk and looked at me and said, "Wow, you look old," you know, kind of saying, "You don't look very good." It was kind of the energy that I felt, or the attitude that I felt. And, you know, my first reaction internally was to start to get upset and to feel attacked and to want to attack back, which is one of the themes in the course, that whole idea that the ego is all about attack. That's what it loves, because that's a great way to project guilt out towards somebody else. And so in that moment, you know, I had to break that pattern, that attack pattern, by thinking of a forgiveness thought system. And one that I love to use is from Gary Renard's book, Your Immortal Reality. And that's the one where you look at someone and say, you are spirit, whole and innocent. All is forgiven and released. And that's a forgiveness thought system that one of Gary's ascended masters taught him, and that I love, because it's short and sweet, and yet it's got everything in it. And by saying that, at least for me, it breaks me out of that pattern. In this case, it would have been a pattern of attack back, or to be sarcastic, you know, or basically some way to get out of peace and love. And then in that moment, to hand that experience over to the Holy Spirit, because once again, I would rather experience peace instead of this. And in this case, it just helped me to see things differently. You know, this person's going to be who they are, but I kind of saw them differently. It took a few moments for that to happen, but then, you know, I didn't react. You know, internally, I could tell I did, which I think is important to have that awareness, because I think it's really key to understand what is happening internally, what's happening at the mind level, and to know that you can't get away with even these little things, that the Holy Spirit and God sees all of these lack of peace, these attack things that happen. And, you know, my understanding, you know, when you become truly enlightened, when God takes you back, I think it's because there's a quote unquote period of time where there just isn't that type of a reaction in your mind. And I think that's when God comes in and takes that final step, when he realizes there's just nothing left that's going to push your buttons, or that you finally have released. And, you know, and maybe that can happen in an instant. And maybe it doesn't have to be spaced out over years. And, you know, I don't even know, I'll be honest with you. But that's kind of my understanding. I guess we're, in some cases, no one really knows what true enlightenment is, or how it will show up for each individual, or what appears to be each individual person. I guess there's that many ways to become enlightened, by how many different appearing souls and spirit aspects there are. So, you know, maybe I'm rambling a little bit there, but again, just trying to express, you know, again, my gratitude and the things that I'm experiencing, you know, and especially work for me, corporation and work brings up a lot of these things that I get a chance to heal. You know, for example, another thing for me was anxiety recently around not performing well on a project, or at least that's the way I saw it. I was really judging myself, being pretty hard on myself, which I tend to do. It's just, again, part of my personality. And I have to realize when I'm doing that, and again, in those moments, being kinder to myself. And again, what I've been tending to repeat, especially this year at work, is I keep saying, I would rather experience peace than this. And I hand it, in my mind, I just kind of visually hand the person or the problem or situation over to the Holy Spirit. And I tell you, it keeps getting faster and faster, at least my feeling of being back in peace around the situation. And, you know, again, in the book, I caution around not expecting the external things around you to change. But for whatever reason, I think this year, Holy Spirit, or at least right now, does want me to see things change rather quickly. So I think it's trying to build my belief system up that this works. Because right after I did that, a coworker that I hadn't seen in a while came up and gave me a really nice compliment about how I typically, you know, lead things or do things at work. And not that I needed that, but again, I think symbolically it's helping me understand that my mind is healing, and that I don't have to experience negative things like I expected or did experience prior to being on this path. And, you know, and that's exactly why I wrote this book, Forgiveness Inc., which I just want to spend the rest of the time discussing, because I think it's been helpful, one, not only to actually practice A Course in Miracles in corporation, in, you know, during the day-to-day activities of a day job, But my hope is that by writing about it, well, I guess one for me, it helped me to kind of put things together and understand where probably things were working with A Course in Miracles and areas that I still need to focus on and improve upon. But I think, you know, there's this idea that spirituality, if you're spiritual, then you need to almost like proselytize about it, gospelize. I don't even know if that's a word, but I think in the past I used to basically block off my corporate world from my spiritual world, which is why at one point I did quit my corporate job, because I had judged that situation to the point that I felt the only way to be happy was to leave my corporate job. And granted, I had wonderful experiences, but at the same time, I also had failures. And for me, I had this realization, and I kind of knew it in the back of my mind, because for me personally, for whatever reason, I seem to have this pattern where I need to do things at least a couple times, that when I was outside the corporate world, I kind of knew at some point I would probably have to come back, because I knew the way that I left, I hadn't really healed things, that there are still things left open. I won't lie, when I realized I had to go back and apply for my corporate job again, I was pretty disappointed, and I was really judging myself. I was judging having to go back, but also having a sense of peace around it, in the sense that it was going to be a way to have a steady income again, because I had been trying my own business for a while. And unfortunately, right when I was starting to do okay, that's when the 2008 recession hit. And so it was a very humbling time, and a time where I knew I needed to go back in corporation, but at a time where I was really kind of in a place of happiness and peace, because I was so deep into the course, A Course in Miracles, and all my friends were, and had a great group around me, great community. That going back was kind of bittersweet, because I was sort of leaving behind almost like the Garden of Eden, and going back into, in the past, what I had judged as, you know, a pretty hellish place, which is pretty extreme, and not very realistic. And so I knew going back in, one, I was definitely going to get a lot of forgiveness lessons. And I didn't know really what to expect, other than this was my opportunity to finally put, you know, essentially put my money where my mouth is, to say, okay, if I'm really going to practice A Course in Miracles and see my brothers and sisters as spirit, and to rely on this partner on this path, the Holy Spirit, to help heal my mind, then what better place to really practice it than in corporation? And in the book, I describe, you know, a little bit about, it goes through, you know, what is A Course in Miracles, what's the metaphysics of A Course in Miracles, a little bit about my journey, but also gets into practically how do you practice A Course in Miracles and forgiveness, and what I term as secret spirituality at work or in corporation. And the reason why I say secret spirituality is not necessarily that you have to keep it a secret. One, I determined in my corporate world that I probably didn't want to go on and on about my spirituality. You know, maybe not quite as fear around going to like HR, although that could be a likelihood that someone gets upset about it. And especially talking about some of the themes in A Course in Miracles, because it is so, in my opinion, pretty much out there compared to your typical religions in some cases, especially the metaphysics of it. But I also feel very strongly that, you know, I don't want to preach about my spirituality. I just want to lead or live the spirituality by example. And then maybe if people get interested and I feel comfortable, I can tell them what I do. I mean, I do have A Course in Miracles on my desk at work. Now, the funny thing is, I've had it there for a while, and no one's ever asked me about it, which I find interesting. And of course, now it is kind of tucked away, but I personally chose that I didn't want to be very preachy about my spirituality, but I realized the power of being able to practice forgiveness, A Course in Miracles, and a relationship with Holy Spirit in the corporation. And so what you'll read or see in the book is, one, just practical examples of how you can practice forgiveness and your spirituality in a day job, you know, whether you're just in a meeting, participating in a meeting, or maybe even leading meetings, you know, what's that like, or dealing with really tough customers or colleagues. I know for me, I made a decision. What year was it? It's probably, 2.5 years ago now. I decided I wanted a change at work. You know, I had done a lot of soft skills outside of Boeing, you know, became a certified professional life coach, went through hypnotherapy training, thanks to my wife. You know, I was a Reiki master, all these things. And I figured, well, you know what, if I'm going to be in corporation, you know, I kind of go back and forth between being a technical person, even though I'm back to being an engineer again. I decided I wanted to try being a manager. And to be honest, you know, the 2 years that I was a manager in corporation were the most stressful moments of my life, hands down. You know, get my hats off to my wife. She put up with a lot of stuff because I would come home extremely stressed out. Even practicing A Course in Miracles, I let things get to me, quite honestly. But if it wasn't for the course, I think it would have been even worse. But the good thing was, I think as I was practicing the course, as I was dealing with difficult situation, difficult people, way more than I had ever encountered before. And these were pretty extreme examples. I mean, people literally yelling, you know, out and out, backstabbing, lying, things like that. Things I had never seen in corporation before, just kind of reared its head for whatever reason. You know, I'd even had managers come up to me to say in their 10, 15, 20 years experience, they had never seen anything like that. So I knew, you know, this was a time that I was meant to practice A Course in Miracles. I'm not saying it was set up just for me, but I just happened to be part of some pretty tumultuous experiences. And if it wasn't for the course, you know, I think I would have gone crazy more so than I am now. Right. But I think because of those experiences now, whatever comes my way, because I went through so many extreme experiences and I wasn't very graceful, you know, I'll openly admit to that. I had moments where I clearly had forgotten everything about A Course in Miracles, everything about forgiveness. I'd get caught up. I'd get upset along with the situation, or I'd judge people. But it really woke me up even more in realizing how important it is to stay vigilant, to practice A Course in Miracles in every moment, to be mindful, to apply forgiveness thought systems to break you out of those moments, and then to hand things over to the Holy Spirit to heal. And in the book, there's definitely some examples of, even though, you know, I caution folks to not expect miracles, you know, external miracles, physical miracles to happen, they definitely can happen. I mean, I've had people's personalities completely change on me, that people that I never would have expected that to happen. In some cases, those people, you know, they stayed the same, but then I was taken out of the situation so that I, at least for me, I was able to achieve peace. In fact, you know, I eventually made the decision that I didn't want to be or need to be a manager anymore, that I was going to still have my forgiveness lessons. But I felt, instead of running away from it, I was really checking in and really feeling like I was getting good guidance that it's okay, you're not running, just go ahead and you don't need to be a manager, at least right now. I mean, who knows, maybe I'll go back into it at some point, but I've got this amazing experience that I've had that I'm, again, thankful, grateful for now. Of course, there are moments where I wasn't so grateful. But again, what I can say is my experience of using A Course in Miracles within corporation has been pretty amazing. I feel a lot more peaceful and happy for the most part showing up. Now, granted, sure, there's going to be days where I'm like, you know, I could use the day off. I don't know if I want to be in this situation, but overall, I have to say, I really do feel a lot more peaceful. It's easier for me to go into work every day. It's easier for me to get through the days and to have good relationships with people, even when it seems tough, you know, to be excited that, oh, great, here's a forgiveness lesson because I can see the power of the Holy Spirit. And even trusting that Holy Spirit can heal these issues and transform things, even as simple as, you know, I was really stressing out about a project over this past summer, something as simple as, oh no, we're not going to get a tool or it's going to be really expensive. And I just handed it over. Intuitively, I felt the urge to go downstairs and ran into someone that could miraculously make our tool really cheap and really fast. And that probably never would have happened with my old ways of stressing out and thinking that I had to solve the problem. So again, I think I would love to hear from people too that are using A Course in Miracles at their day job. So I think next opportunity we do a live show, please either call in or you could visit our website at ofcourseradio.com and just send a note. We'd love to hear from you and we would love to read your note on the radio program or have you call in and we can talk to you. But I think, gosh, it's already been almost an hour. It's time flies when you're forgiving and Thanksgiving. So once again, I just want to thank everybody for those that are listening either on the Saturday program or the recorded program. Much love to Sheldon and my wife and for all those that have helped me along the way and allowed me to get through my forgiveness opportunities in a really loving and supportive way. And I hope you all experience that for yourselves as well. And take care and enjoy, and we'll talk to you next time on Of Course Radio.